This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Later this week, on March 12th, the U.S. Census Bureau begins rolling out the process for the census. NPR Census correspondent Hansi Lo Wang is back with us. And Hansi, you've been really patient through a full hour of coronavirus. Thanks for hanging with us.
Thank you for having me, Beth.
So what's happening Thursday?
Thursday is when the official nationwide rollout of the 2020 census is expected to happen. The census has already started in remote parts of Alaska, but most parts of the country have not been able to participate in the census. And on Thursday is when the Bureau is sending out letters are supposed to arrive in some households March 12th through the 20th. And those letters are going to have instructions for how different parts of the country get to participate in the census. Some are going to include a paper form, but not all. Most households in that letter are going to get instructions on how to go to a website, my2020census.gov, or to call toll-free numbers to report their census information.
I think I've seen you report that the first online U.S. census actually happened in 2000, but this will be the first ever primarily online census, right?
That's right. 2000, there was a very small internet rollout that was not advertised, very quietly. If you were to happen to stumble upon the link, you would find it. But most people were counted by paper. This time around, the Bureau hopes that most people are counted online because they are not under a lot of pressure to save costs, and they hope it will be a more efficient way to get information more quickly so they can figure out then which households in the country have not self-responded by the end of April, because in May is when it's hoping to send out as many as 500,000 door knockers to go visit homes that haven't responded yet, because the Constitution requires a count of every person living in the country. Participation in the census is legally required.
I wonder if that in-person door knocking will change because of the coronavirus outbreak.
That's something I'm watching to see, and it all depends on how this outbreak continues and certainly how far wide it spreads. And by May, we'll have to see where things stand. But at this point, the Bureau has said, I've asked for more details, but they've just said they do have plans to respond to epidemics in general, that they're part of their planning process. But right now what's happening is that this is a process for most of the country, does not require you to even leave your home. You can respond online, my2020census.gov, or fill out a paper form if you happen to have one, called toll-free number. One thing I am watching, though, is this hiring that's supposed to happen this month, the ramping up of hiring, that 500,000 workers. They have about more than 2 million applicants in the pipeline, and the Bureau says it's making those phone calls, trying to get these applicants into trainings, and I'm seeing if there's any impact on this outbreak of the coronavirus, and that's changing people's minds, these potential census workers that the Bureau needs.
Okay, we have less than a minute, but what about the gauge of cybersecurity risks with an online census, Hansi?
That's a big question looming over Thursday, when the Bureau hopes that most people, the country starts responding with their census IDs on those letters. And it's something the Bureau says it's trying to prepare for, working with Department of Homeland Security, federal intelligence agencies to monitor for any foreign actors, any of their potential census disruptors. And we'll see how this launches. It's a big launch, and it's trying to count almost every person in the country.
Okay, some people will get a form, some people will get online instructions, most households will get something this week. And I promise we're going to have another longer conversation with you about all this soon, once everybody's looking at what to do next. Okay, Hansi?
Thank you for having me, Beth.
Thank you so much. That is NPR's census correspondent, Hansi Lo Wang. More about this at capradio.org. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks to our team for all the broad landscape of details that are being covered. On tomorrow's show, more about the coronavirus. Thanks for joining us.